one few halachot actually in the procedure of reading a Sefer Torah. In the Sefer Torah, the paragraphs are called parashiyot. Some parashiyot are called petuchot and some are called setumot, based on the way it's written. The halacha says that when one reads the Sefer Torah, he is not allowed to start the reading in the middle of a parasha. What does it mean in the middle of the parasha? He cannot start, for example, if the parasha is 5 pesukim, the whole paragraph, he cannot start the new reading in pasuk gimel, which means he went less than 3 pesukim, he began to read. Why? The Chachamim say because we're concerned that if somebody walks in at that point, they're going to think that the guy who went up before only read 2 pesukim. Because they're going to see this 2 pesukim right before the beginning of the parasha. Why did the guy start in pasuk gimel? Must be the guy before only read 2 pesukim, so it's going to cause confusion. For that matter, the halacha says that when one is reading a parasha, let's say a 5 pesukim, one should not finish the aliyah less than 3 pesukim from the end of the parasha. For example, there's 5 pesukim. He should not read 1, 2, 3 and then leave 2 pesukim. Because what's going to happen? Somebody that's going to leave is going to think that the next guy that gets the aliyah is only going to read 2 pesukim. It's called a gezerah. Mishum ha-yotzim, mishum ha-nechnasim. The rabbis made such a gezerot. They were concerned that what are the people going to say? That should be pointed out that, of course, if it happened already, where let's say the guy went up to the Sefer Torah and the Baal Koreh ended in the wrong spot, he ended either two pesukim in the parasha or before the end of the parasha, the aliyah counts. Because bottom line, he read 3 pesukim, although he didn't read it correctly, but the aliyah counts. And then the next oleh, he'll fix it. Which means the next oleh, he'll go up and he'll read it again from the beginning of the parasha. The question is, does this apply to maftir? For example, parashat Ekev, the last parashat in Ekev, the maftir is, the last parashat is 5 pesukim. So, maybe you'll say, well, for the maftir, just start reading the last 3 pesukim. Even though you're leaving 2 pesukim from the parashat, which means maybe you'll just say to read the last 3 pesukim of the parasha, but what's going to happen? Maybe the guy that comes in is going to say the last guy only got 2 pesukim. Halakha says that really he's not going to say that. Why? Because Mafti is the last aliyah. Since the Mafti is the last aliyah, we repeat it anyway. So the guy knows the last aliyah, it's just repeating. But still the deen is, we don't make a difference. That the Mafti also, the same rule follows. And therefore, he has to start from the beginning of the parasha. The last question is, does this apply to Aliyat Kohen? All these rules that we're saying. Halakha says it does not. Why doesn't it apply to Kohen? Because there's nobody before him. So what are the people going to say? The guy before? There's no guy before. Therefore, for example, the Syrians, Menag Halab, we have a custom in Parashat Tetzaveh. In Parashat Tetzaveh, the Aliyat Kohen reads 4 pesukim. The first 2 pesukim is 1 parasha, then they read 2 pesukim in the next parasha. And they end the Chabot Utefaret. That's the Menag. They end the first Aliyah, the Chabot Utefaret. That's only 2 pesukim in. How do we do that? Because what are the people going to say? When the guy walks in, he's going to think, what? The last guy only read 2? He knows the last guy was the Kohen. He started from the beginning of the parasha. It's not going to come to any mistake. He knows they began the parasha. Nobody's going to think that the last oleh, there's no last oleh. The Kohen is the first guy. So that explains and justifies Minag Halab that we're able to, in Parashat Tetzaveh, since it's Aliyat Kohen, we can end the Kabbalah of Anit. Halakha also says an Aliyah should end and begin on a good subject. It should start Bechitov and it should end Bechitov. That's why the Baal Kohen should be careful. If you're starting an aliyah, it should start with a good omen and clearly end with a good sign. However, the halakha does say, the good of the goyim is not considered good, and the bad of the goyim is not considered bad. Which means, If let's say the end of the Aliyah talks about the Goyim flourishing, that's not good. Or let's say the end of the Aliyah talks about the destruction of the Goyim, well, that's not bad, because it's bad for them, it's not bad for us. And therefore, the Baal Koreh should be cognizant of that. Last halakha, you see in the books, the Chumashim, they have the Aliyot divided. Sheni, Shlishi, Shlishi, Rabi'i, Hamishi, etc. There's no significance to that. One is not obligated to follow the book. It was made up later on. The Aliyot are not Halakha Moshe Sinai. Later on in history, somebody came along and split it up like this. But if you want to split it up differently, and many times we do split it up differently, it's permissible. And sometimes it's even recommended. However, it should be noted that that which we said, that three Pesukim before the Parasha and all these laws that we're talking about, is not talking about the Aliyah. Aliyah is nothing. Shini, Shilishi, Shiribi'i. It's only talking about to the actual parasha, the paragraph itself. But a person could end an aliyah two pesukim before sheni, so long as it's not two pesukim before the end of the parasha. Or he could start an aliyah two pesukim in, so long as it's not two pesukim within the parasha. The aliyah doesn't count for this. Although the Sha'arat Siyun in Seif Katan Aleph in Kufla Mechet wanted to be mahmir on this, because the people don't know the difference. But the halakha b'rura comes out that the Sfaradi poskim are lenient, that you don't have to be concerned about this deen when it comes to the aliyot that are written in the Chumashim.